This week, the Bush administration is defending its handling of prisoners. Investigative reporter Seymour Hersh was among the first to publish details of the abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Now, in a new book, Hersh alleges that the Bush administration was warned about abuse in another location, the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, which is a major detention center now. Hersh says the warning came in the year 2002.
I did a series of articles in May on the whole problem in the prison system for The New Yorker, and afterwards, people who worked for Condoleezza Rice in the NSC, National Security Council, got in touch with me and said, look, it's a lot more complicated than that. To wit, in the fall of 2002, a CIA analyst, a very bright guy who was born in Palestine, who spoke perfect Arabic, who saw all the reports from Guantanamo, our main prison then, the one set up initially after the war against Afghanistan, mm-hmm. He interviews 30 of the prisoners, comes back and writes a blistering report. And his main point was, if they weren't Al-Qaeda when we captured them in Afghanistan, they're going to be if we ever let them out. And also, he told people that there were serious war crimes being committed there. It got to Rice. To her credit, she had a meeting. Nothing happens. Nothing's changed. And the critical issue here, and if you want to know where Abu Ghraib originated, it originated in the failure of the leadership of this country to take the information that was there and say, this will not stand. We will not do this kind of mistreatment because you don't get good intelligence that way.
Was this information overlooked at the White House and elsewhere, or was it deliberately suppressed?
You're asking questions to which I don't have an answer. At the minimum, everybody knew you weren't differentiating from among the prisoners. You were not getting good intelligence. There was very rough treatment. I've had a couple of very senior senators tell me that they heard in the summer of 2002 that there were problems. I quote a young Marine who served on guard duty there as saying that once or twice a month, all clear would be given. There was no outsiders around, and then we'd go and grab the prisoners and have our way with them. So the mistreatment was pretty widely known. The fact of the matter is, information about abuses were given to the White House at a high level in the fall of 2002, and nobody acted on it.
I want to ask directly about some denials that have been made. The Pentagon, as you know, has put out a statement accusing you of making unsubstantiated allegations and inaccuracies, and Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, has denied this story.
You know, one of the problems you have with this government is its definitions, the way it defines things. For example, putting goggles on somebody and a hood over his head and tying it up, they described as blindfolding a prisoner. And so when you get into words like abuse or torture, since the White House has its own definition, it's really hard to get a clear understanding of when they deny what they're denying.
Why do you think people talk to you about this subject, people in the government?
Well, I can tell you why military men talk to me about it, because they thought from the very beginning, if you're a soldier in the United States military, you're an officer, you get our children, you're in loco parentis, you're there to protect them. And if you can't be sure what's going to happen to these children, these young men and women who are fighting for you when they get captured.
18 and 19-year-olds, you mean?
You bet. I can just assure you that 2- and 3- and 4-star generals right now in the Pentagon are appalled not only by what happened in Abu Ghraib, they're also appalled by the recent wave of investigations, the Schlesinger investigation in particular. These information about abuses were given to the White House at a high level in the fall of 2002, and nobody acted on it.
Seymour Hersh is the author of Chain of Command. Mr. Hersh, thanks very much.
Glad to be here.